From the people who bring you Charleston Home & Design Magazine, the Charleston Home & Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon, and welcome to a very special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, as we come to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. That was Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, as I mentioned, we are at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we want you to be here too. Our show is coming to you from the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and we've got we're in day two of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Yesterday was a very successful day. It saw lots and lots of people, getting their problems solved as it relates to their home. And that's what we want to help you with, is to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and you will be able to talk to over 100 local A-list contractors who've literally picked up their showrooms and brought them down to the Gilliard Center here and set up for the Charleston Fall Home Show. They're giving up their weekend to answer your questions and offer expert advice. A lot of times people, they need a plan. They need help. They need a little nudge to help get the ball rolling. And you can definitely get that at the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend. Whatever project you have, we probably have a contractor that can help you. And so come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. And, you know, it's not even too late. You might be thinking, well, I've got a project, but I'm not going to, I don't want to really get started on it until 2019. And the reality is, things in Charleston are very, very busy when it comes to building and remodeling. And it's really not too early to start talking about a project for next year. And you might be able to get a lot of the research a lot of the things that you need to do in advance done this fall, and be ready to pull the trigger come January 1st. But we've got a great show lined up for you today. We're gonna have a number of vendors that are gonna be popping in to talk with us, and you'll hear from them shortly. But let me just give you some of the basic information. Show hours today are until 6 p.m. and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you make it down here after 2 p.m., the admission drops from $7 per person to only $2 per person. And starting at 2 p.m., we're going to be giving away to the first 200 families a Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag from M.W. Hunter Interiors. And it's got all sorts of sweet treats in there. And after 2 p.m., you pay that discounted $2 admission, and the first 200 families will get one of those $20 Lowcountry Gourmet gift bags. Let me tell you about a few other things. On Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and at 2 p.m., we drop the admission again from $7 to $2, and the first 200 guests... 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 p.m. on Sunday will receive a free blue cotton candle. And that's a $27 candle, sweet tea scented candle that they sell at their store in West Ashley for $27. And you can get one free if you're one of the first 200 families after 2 p.m. on Sunday. Well, we are offering free interior design consultations all afternoon today and also tomorrow. And if you would like to stop by and get a free design consultation, just mention that when you come to the front desk that you'd like to sign up for a free design consultation. We usually get people to sign up in advance, and that was the case for this show. But a lot of folks end up signing up at the show, and we always try to accommodate them. So I'm sure we'll be able to accommodate you for a free design consultation with a professional interior designer. Also, we definitely want you to sign up. You may be one of three lucky locals to win a $2,000 fall home improvement prize package. And we're giving away a $2,000 big green egg and accessory package from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, a $2,000 showroom style garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists, and finally, a $2,000 Light Up the Night landscape lighting package from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. And we will have three different local winners who will walk away with those $2,000 prize packages. Also going on today and tomorrow, we've got Decor Wars. And we have challenged Coralberry Cottage, CHD Interiors, Ethan Allen, and also Little Staging Company to artfully decorate. They're each artfully decorating their own bookcase, and you know how beautiful a well-appointed bookcase can be, and that's what we've challenged them with, and with different types of themes that you'll see on display: beachy, coastal, mid-century modern, farmhouse, nautical, industrial, modern, and more. And so come down and check out the Decor Wars displays, and we'll even allow you to vote for your favorite. Going on right now is our keynote speaker, Robert Lulla. He is the former editor of Domino Magazine and founder of the Southern Style Now Festival, which is coming to Charleston November 1st through the 4th. And he's invited a few prominent Charleston designers for a panel discussion about Southern design and how it is influencing the rest of the country. And together, the panel will discuss the latest trends in decorating and how to create a home design that is both timely and timeless. And they'll also provide a preview of the upcoming Southern Style Now Festival, with particular attention given to the upcoming Southern Style Now Traditional Home Show House, which will be at 36 Hazel Street in downtown Charleston. So that has just started, the keynote speaker. And then starting at 2 o'clock, we've got Inside the Architect's Mind, and architect David Fisher will be doing a presentation, an architect's unbiased look at an energy efficient home. And that's at 2 o'clock, completely free. 3 o'clock, we've got architect Elizabeth Allen looking back at some previous projects of hers. And then at 4 p.m., we have architect Chris Rose, Why an Architect is Needed When You Renovate, a look at befores and afters. And all of these seminars and lectures are completely free. On Sunday, the free lectures continue with Inside the Architect's Mind, and we've got architect Emma Suter with Red Iron Architects. She'll be doing a presentation called Ideas and Tips to Make Your Home Comfortable and Safe If You Choose to Age in Place. Architect Scott Anderson of Anderson Studio of Architecture will do a presentation called Style, Context, and the Invaluable Client: Principles for Truly Great Living in the Custom Environment. And then closing out our lecture series will be Professor Ralph Muldrow. He's a professor at the College of Charleston, and he'll be doing a presentation called Days of Future Past: How Traditional Design Features in Historic Homes Are Being Used Today in Modern Homes. And once again, all of our seminars are completely free. We've got so much going on. Admission until 2 o'clock is only $7 per person. And then after 2 o'clock, the admission drops to $2 per person. And then the same thing on Sunday. Show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And at 2 p.m., we drop the admission from $7 to $2. And if you're one of the first 200 families after 2 o'clock today, you'll get a free Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag worth $20. And it's got all sorts of sweet treats in that. And then also tomorrow, you will, if you're one of the first 200 families, we'll give you a free blue cotton candle, and it's a sweet tea scented candle. They sell those for $27 at Blue Cotton in West Ashley. So lots of things going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. Oh, and also $5 parking in the parking garage right that's connected to the Gilliard. So $5 parking, that's pretty good for downtown Charleston. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'd like to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it's going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we've got $5 parking in the connected garage right next door on Alexander Street. And if you are planning to come here today after 2 o'clock, admission drops from $7 per person to only $2 per person after 2 p.m. And if you're one of the first 200 families after 2 p.m. today, you'll get a free $20 value Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag. And it's got all sorts of sweet treats like pralines and Benny wafers and key lime cookies and Charleston tea samples. And there's even a starfish ornament that you get to keep afterwards. And taking a moment out of her busy schedule is Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. How are you doing, Julie?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Julie, what are you talking to homeowners this weekend at the Palmetto Surfacing display?
We are showing our Cambria Quartz product. It is the go-to countertop product that everybody's interested in these days. It is super durable, scratch resistant, never has to be sealed, so the natural stones that you have to put a sealer on and lots of maintenance, that is not the case with the Cambria quartz. They are scratch resistant, like I said. Pretty much you install them and you are good to go. Warm soap and water is all you need to clean these with.
Gotcha. So. You know, it correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like interior designers sort of led the way in terms of directing a lot of their clients toward Cambria quartz countertops. Everybody was just granite, and then if you wanted maybe that look of marble in your kitchen, Cambria was fit the bill perfectly.
Absolutely, and that's a great thing to bring up, because designers are they're driving the product very hard, and it is because people want the look of marble minus the maintenance. And again, Cambria offers great colors, marble series that are in the grays and whites. Then we have a lot of super whites with no movement in them whatsoever, that people can get that really clear white look that's real fresh and bright, that again the designers are really going for, and mixing the colors elsewhere, again minus the maintenance. And the durability is just superior with the quartz product.
And there probably were a few people who maybe before Cambria quartz came on the scene that had marble put in their kitchen, but marble is a softer material and it stains a lot easier. But with Cambria quartz, that's not the case.
That is not the case. Absolutely. Again, when you install this product, it's over. You're done. You will have the look and the durability 10 years down the road that you had the day that we install it. That's the beauty behind that. Again, having the look of the marble that everybody's wanting, minus that maintenance. So it's very attractive to the designers and the home buyers.
And I've asked this question for over 10 years to cabinet companies, what's the color of choice for cabinetry, and they always say white. And so there's just nothing, if you can visualize this in your mind, that a white kitchen with shaker style cabinet doors and that beautiful white Cambria quartz countertops going along in that white kitchen, it just looks amazing.
It does. Very clean, clean look. And we have marble series again. There's one called Britannica that's gray and white, and then Britannica launched another series or several other designs in the lineup that are Britannica gold. And also I want to mention to you, Tim, that Cambria has also introduced a matte finish, which mimics a natural stone's honed finish, but matte is something brand new to Cambria, and it does not have anything to do with the durability or anything of that. It doesn't affect that. It performs just as a polished finish would. So absolutely,
it's so not shiny.
Correct. It takes that sheen off, so it does appear honed, but it is their matte finish. So nice. We're introducing that at the show as well.
Gotcha. And a big, huge thank you to Palmetto Surfacing and Cambria Quartz for sponsoring kitchens, baths, and all that jazz. Our home show party, which was last night here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And Palmetto Surfacing and Cambria Quartz has been a sponsor of our home show party for many years. So once again, thanks to Palmetto Surfacing and Cambria Quartz. And how can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing?
What they can do is we're online, palmettosurfacing.com, as well as we're located at 7645 South Railroad over in North Charleston. And they're free to call and make an appointment with myself. I'm one of the designers in the showroom, or Amy. We'll be happy to meet with you. And they could reach us at 843-569-1131.
All right, great. And come by and see Palmetto Surfacing and the beautiful Cambria Quartz countertops that they have on display this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. We've been talking with Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. And again, special thanks to Palmetto Surfacing and Cambria Quartz for sponsoring kitchens, baths, and all that jazz, our home show party last night. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you.
And now joining us is Naomi Simmons with Affinity Integrated Solutions. How are you, Naomi?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Naomi, first of all, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day. We're here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Gilliard Center downtown, and I know you're talking to a lot of homeowners. In a minute, I'm going to ask you, what you're showing, what you're talking to homeowners about today. But take a moment and tell everybody about in Affinity Integrated Solutions.
Perfect. Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you guys again, thank you for having us at this venue. It's a beautiful area. We love Charleston. The homeowners out here are always very welcoming, and you guys always do go out of your way for this show. So thank you again. Affinity Integrated Solutions, we came into business about a little under 5 years ago. On the back porch, the two gentlemen that run this company, they actually got together and decided that they wanted to integrate a better solution, integrated solutions, to bring home security to families. So this is always been a great opportunity. We do direct sales. Affinity Integrated Solutions, obviously we're part of ADT. ADT, they support over 8 million customers nationwide, and ADT as a company has been in business over 143 years. So Affinity Integrated Solutions, we've grown with that. We are now number 4 in the nation. Mm-hmm. So we've done really well as far as an authorized retailer for ADT.
That's great. That's great. Well, Naomi, what are you talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Okay, well, today actually we've been talking about redefining what it means to feel safe. ADT has brought about new creation with the industry. We've got a special app called ADT Go, which a lot of the homeowners here have been pretty excited to hear about. ADT Go is a free app. It gives you notification of crash detection. It's actually designed to keep your family members safe even when they're not at home. So ADT Now is something that goes with you, isn't just tied to the four walls of your house.
Right. And, I think you kind of put it in terms that people can understand, because when they purchase a security system, that's ultimately what they want out of that, is to feel safe.
Oh, absolutely. And, having an ADT system in your home is designed to grow with you and your family. So a lot of people that we meet are new homeowners. They're just starting out. They have maybe a child on the way, or they're a growing family, a family that's actually a blended family. What ADT does now when you become an ADT customer is you're not just looking at what's within your home today. You're looking at what's going to happen 10 or 15 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And are homeowners here at the Charleston Fall Home Show asking you about pricing and any kind of specials that Affinity Integrated Solutions is offering?
They are. And I think the most amazing thing about Affinity Integrated Solutions is we're not a bait and switch company. So I don't know if anybody has really heard of that or they're familiar with that term in the industry. But bait and switch typically is when a security company offers a special. They come out, they meet with the homeowner, and all of a sudden there's this huge bill at the end of a 5-minute conversation. What happens with us is a neighborhood promotion that we integrate every single day. So special promotion for us at the home show is obviously going to be integrating your cameras and home automation. You don't have to purchase any of the equipment. You're getting roughly the equivalent of about an $1,800 system for a set price monthly. The most you'll pay on a monthly monitoring rate with Affinity Integrated Solutions is $64.99 a month, and that includes everything. Mm-hmm. Home automation, your cameras, your burglary, your fire protection, and medical.
So it's monitored, and does Affinity Integrated Solutions have any systems that are not monitored?
We do not. No, it's all monitored. The reason why you get the big benefit of that is because having a centrally monitored system does allow you to take advantage of homeowners insurance discounts.
Gotcha. And it makes sense. It's one thing to have a security system, but if there ever was a break-in or any kind of a problem like that, you may not personally be able to respond and be able to call 911 or something like that. So it's nice. I personally think a monitored system is the way to go for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the way things are today, you know, we're always on the go. Everybody has a cell phone. You know, we're not dealing with too many people that have just the regular landline or the rotary phones. With you being on the go, ADT does allow you the ability to be connected with your home, so you get first notification of any changes within your house.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information if they don't get a chance to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend about Affinity Integrated Solutions?
Certainly. I am available at any time for anybody to call me directly. My direct number is 912-777-8891, or we have a website. It's www.aisnation.com. So that's right. aisnation.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Naomi Simmons with Affinity Integrated Solutions, and thanks so much, Naomi, for taking a couple minutes out of your day here at the Charleston Fall Home Show to talk to us.
Thank you. It's a great show. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and that's happening at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And show hours today run until 6 p.m., and then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so you've got plenty of time to stop by the Charleston Fall Home Show. $5 parking in the connected parking garage next door, just off of Alexander Street. And now we're talking with Cole Furman with Strock Design and Remodel. How are you, Cole?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Cole, first of all, thank you for taking a moment of your time to duck away from your display at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Take a moment, tell everybody about Strock Design and Remodel.
Yeah, Tim. With Strock Design, we are a smaller company compared to a lot of other companies in the area. But we kind of have a hands-on in every aspect of your project. So we can help you see the project through from start to finish, kind of doing the initial planning and designing concepts. Also doing the permits and choosing selections and finishes, and then we'll see your project to completion. So
very good. And what is Strock Design and Remodel talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Recently, you know, some interesting facts are, you know, kitchen remodels. They've been increasing, you know, 10% year over year in 2017, and these, you know, kitchen remodels, the reason why they're doing it is the increase in value of their homes, which have been seen up to 83%, you know, more than any other renovation project, which is typically around 48%.
So a return of 83%. In other words, if you if you spent $10,000 on a kitchen remodel, when you go to sell your house, you'll get back about $8,300.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's great.
It's a lot different. And with the amount of buying and selling in the real estate market in the Low Country, this is definitely an important key to remember when it comes to selling your home.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Strock Design and Remodel, you folks, do you do a lot of kitchen and bath remodels?
We do. That's probably a majority of our work is remodeling, and mm-hmm. It's something we specialize in just because we can take the project from start to finish. Like I said earlier.
Gotcha. And what would be, if kitchens and bathroom remodeling are the top projects that people are asking for here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, what other kinds of projects?
Other projects would be outdoor fireplace living, because we live in the Low Country, so people like to be outside most of the time of the year. So outdoor porches and decking, you're talking about outdoor fireplaces and fire pits, and screened-in porches. So we do a lot of those too.
Mm-hmm. What about additions? Are people adding space to their homes?
They absolutely are. Yeah, it's kind of getting to the point where people want to kind of love where they live. It's there is buying and selling in the Low Country, but a lot of more people like to be here, and they're structured in their neighborhoods, and kind of their family's growing, but they need to stay in their home, so they've been doing additions on their homes.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to hiring a remodeling contractor, do you have any advice for homeowners?
Ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. I would get up front, make sure that they're licensed, make sure that they have crews set, that they're strong on communication, scheduling, and I think we do a lot of that up front with clients to reassure them that we do work with the homeowners. We are very communicative. We have programs set to communicate every aspect of their project and timeline. And so we're finishing on the time that we tell them we are.
I imagine you're probably talking to some very eager homeowners that are chomping at the bit. They want to get their project going. If someone came to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend and talked to Strock Design and Remodel, like how quickly, what kind of a backlog do you have of work?
We are busy, which is a good thing to say. We are probably around 4 to 6 weeks out on projects, from the time that we meet with clients and sign that, contract. And at that point, you're on our schedule, and we can kind of schedule it out with you on kind of what works with you, but also where we're sitting at in our projects.
Very good, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Strock Design and Remodel?
Well, they can come out here like we are here right now. So they can come out, talk with us at our booth. If they can't make it out to the show, they can contact us on our website at Strock Design and Remodel. Or they can give us a call back at 566-0250.
What's that number again?
It's 843-566-0250.
All right. Well, please, I want everyone to come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show today. Show hours run until 6 p.m., so you've got plenty of time to come out and stop by and talk to the folks at Strock Design and Remodel. Get jumpstart your project. They can help you with it from start to finish. And plenty of time, as I mentioned. And at 2 o'clock, the admission price drops from $7 to $2 per person. So good timing if you haven't made it out yet to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Well, we have been talking with Cole Furman with Strock Design and Remodel. And special thanks to Strock Design and Remodel for being a sponsor of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks, Cole.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it's going on right now at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And taking a moment off the exhibition floor to talk to us now is Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. How are you, Caroline?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Caroline, thanks so much for taking a moment to talk with us. Tell everybody about Energy One America.
Energy One America is located on Daniel Island, and we sell all types of insulation. We sell fiberglass, spray foam. We also have liquid applied exterior air barriers, all kinds of great stuff.
Good deal. So what are you talking to homeowners about here at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Mostly we're talking about spray foaming their attics and spray foaming their crawl spaces.
Mm-hmm. And are you hearing any horror stories from the homeowners that have had a very hot summer in their home?
Yes, I'm hearing about really high electric bills, really hot attics, air conditioning units that just can't keep up anymore. And then if you talk about the underside of the house, I'm hearing about cupping hardwood floors and stuff like that.
Gotcha. And Energy One America has been a vendor at our home shows for many, many years. And Energy One America ends up picking up quite a few customers. And this is a great opportunity to come to one place and be able to talk to a number of different vendors about a number of different projects that a homeowner may have. And people may have overlooked the insulation in their house. They may say, oh, I have insulation in the attic already. Are they aware that they're the insulation they have now may not be working as well as spray foam insulation?
I don't know that they're aware of that, but I can educate them on that when they come by my booth. Mm-hmm. And let them know that spray foam will reduce their electric bill by about 40% once they have it installed. And that's if you do it in your attic and do it in your floor system. It creates a much cleaner indoor air environment. It helps your air conditioning unit not work so hard because your attic temperature drops to about 85 or 90 degrees instead of the hottest attic I've seen this summer was 156. Mm. That just shocked me.
Right. What if I wonder if there are homeowners who might be reluctant to even look into getting spray foam insulation because they don't want to tear out the walls in their house the four walls of your home, encompass so much space that, it can't possibly be worth it to spray foam your attic or your underneath your house.
Well, your walls aren't where you lose as much energy. Your energy loss is 50% through the roof and about 40 to 30% through the floor and only about 10% through the walls. So your biggest impact on your electric bill or your energy savings or even your comfort is spray foaming your attic. Mm. And there's two kinds of spray foam. There's open cell and closed cell. Closed cell makes your roof 300% stronger in the event of violent weather. And open cell doesn't, but they both stop air infiltration. So a lot of people will also say, it's too expensive, I'm not even gonna try it. And I'll ask them, have you had a quote yet? And a lot of times they say no. And then I wanna come out and take a look at your house and measure it. And open cell is less expensive and a lot of people will go with open cell.
Mm-hmm. So if you just had your attic spray foamed by Energy One America and then the crawl space underneath your floorboards, if that was spray foamed also, what kind of an impact would that make on someone's house?
They would no longer have hot and cold spots in their house. I hear that complaint a lot as well. They're tightening up their house, but they're not making it too tight. Mm-hmm. There's three things that make you comfortable in your home, and it's insulation, windows. I just forgot what the other thing was. Insulation, windows, and your air conditioning unit. Mm-hmm. And those three things make you comfortable in your house. And I've met a lot of people that have just replaced their air conditioning unit, yet it still can't keep up. And it's because their insulation hasn't been looked at in a very, very long time.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Energy One America?
They can check out our website at www.energyoneamerica.com, or they can reach out directly to our office at 843-388-6260.
Okay, very good. Well, come by and see Caroline Kreese with Energy One America at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today run until 6 p.m., so there's plenty of time. And starting at 2 o'clock, admission price drops from $7 per person to only $2 per person after 2 p.m. And if you're one of the first 200 families to come to the show today, the first 200 families after 2 p.m. will get a free Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag. And it's got Benny wafers and pralines and all sorts of sweet treats, the kind of sweet treats you see down at the market. for free. It's a $20 value. The first 200 families will get one of those gift bags for free. Well, we have been talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it's happening right now until show hours run until 6 p.m. today, and the Charleston Fall Home Show is happening at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And taking a moment out of her busy day at the Charleston Fall Home Show is Lane Manos with Pacific Shore Stones. How are you doing, Lane?
Good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Lane, what are you talking to homeowners this weekend about at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Well, we are so excited to be here. Thank you for having us again at this home show. It's always a great turnout. We are so excited to be talking to people this weekend about our new Factory Direct model. Mm-hmm. So when homeowners come into our warehouse, they can view over 3,000 slabs that we have. We have over 100 colors to choose from, and they can actually buy their slabs factory direct now. So we're super excited about that.
Gotcha. And so prior to this change, tell what the difference is.
Yeah, so before, when people would come in, we were not able to give pricing to the homeowner. So you were able to come in and choose your slabs, but we weren't able to give you pricing on the slabs. And now we can do that. We just think it's better efficiency and better communication between us and the homeowners. The homeowners will still, you know, get a fabricator to cut and install the slabs, but now we can give the homeowner factory direct pricing.
Gotcha. So they can, it sounds very efficient. They can go to Pacific Shore Stones and pick out the exact slab that they want, pay for it, and then and do you recommend certain fabricators, or do they find a fabricator?
Yeah, they can find a fabricator, and we work with all the fabricators in town.
And then it's just a matter of transferring the slab from Pacific Shore Stones over to the fabricator.
And we handle all of that for them. Yeah, we'll deliver their slabs to the fabricator they choose. Also at the show, we're promoting, we've got an event coming up on Saturday, September 8th at our warehouse. We're calling it a fall kickoff savings event, where we will have slabs for sale that, you know, if we have single slabs of something or a color that we know we're not getting discontinuing, you know, we're doing special pricing on those. And we're going to have barbecue and refreshments and an ice cream truck. And then also we are going to be giving away two slabs of our PackShore quartz. So when people come by our booth this weekend, we will get them signed up and get their name in a bowl to win these slabs.
Very good. Very good. Well, what else are you talking to homeowners about this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
You know, quartz is so big right now. So, of course, we'll have our quartz tower with our PackShore quartz. And then we are also super excited to be selling Caesarstone slabs now. And that's another big quartz company. And so we'll have samples of Caesarstone as well. So we're really excited to show people those colors and introduce that as well.
And quartz is, you know, people are certainly familiar with granite and marble as far as countertop surfaces, but quartz is it's a man-made product.
Yes.
But it uses, it's 97% or so
resin and
quartz.
Quartz, yep. Yep, resin and quartz.
Quartz is super tough.
Yeah. So popular right now. It's so durable. You know, these quartz companies are doing such a good job with making this material look so much like marble, and that's what people are wanting, is that clean, fresh, white, gray look of marble. Mm-hmm. And they're making these quartz slabs look just like that without the maintenance of having a natural marble countertop.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Pacific Shore Stones?
Yeah, we're located right off Clements Ferry Road at 414 Jessen Lane. I'll also add, we just put in brand new LED lighting in our warehouse. So It is just awesome. It's so bright. You can see the colors and come and pick your own slab. You can also check us out. You can see the inventory of our colors on our website at www.pacificshorestones.com.
All right, great. And definitely come by the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend and see Pacific Shore Stones. And show hours today at the Charleston Fall Home Show run until 6 p.m. And if you're arriving after 2 o'clock, admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person today after 2 p.m. And if you're one of the first 200 families after 2 p.m., you'll get a free Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag from M.W. Hunter Interiors, and it's worth $20. And it's got all sorts of sweet treats like pralines and key lime cookies and Benny wafers and all sorts of good stuff. There's even a starfish ornament that you get to keep afterwards as well. Well, we have been talking with Lane Manos with Pacific Shore Stones. Thanks so much, Lane.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show. And the Charleston Fall Home Show is happening at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston all this weekend. Show hours today run until 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And if you are on your way or you are thinking about coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show today, you're in luck. At 2 o'clock, admission drops from $7 per person to $2 per person. And that's after 2 o'clock, $2 per person. And then the first 200 families also can walk away with a free Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag from M.W. Hunter Interiors. And that includes a lot of sweet treats like Benny wafers and pralines and key lime cookies and there's Charleston tea samples, and everything is local in this Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag. And the first 200 families to pay that $2 admission after 2 o'clock will get a free Lowcountry Gourmet gift bag from M.W. Hunter Interiors. And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Judge?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, Judge, thanks for taking a minute to walk away from your display to talk to us. What are you talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Well, it's a wide variety of things going on this weekend. People are interested in different types of blinds, different types of shades, and I'd say mostly we're talking about shutters.
Shutters, okay. And plantation shutters, right, for the inside of your house?
Yeah, interior plantation shutters is a big, most of our business, actually. We're talking about just the kinds of things that the options that people may not be aware of and what the trends are.
What sets Best Buy Blinds plantation shutters apart from some of the other plantation shutters that people might buy?
The biggest thing is we have a solid PVC shutter, and that is a shutter that's been around since the 80s. It is a shutter that we paint with the same paint we do wood shutter. With our wood shutters, it looks virtually identical, and it is very, very durable. We put them outside, painted with exterior paint, but inside in bathrooms and anything, they are, you know, virtually indestructible in terms of water damage.
Mm-hmm.
They also look just like the traditional wood plantation shutters. The only time we recommend a wood plantation shutter is when you're doing a stain.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just, you know, it's by and large still the best shutter that we've found, and we've been selling it for over 15 years.
And how long should someone expect the life expectancy for their plantation shutters from Best Buy Blinds?
Most plantation shutters have a 20-year warranty on them. And I mean, we've certainly seen them that were in great shape, 15 years old, that we, you know, installed them a long time ago.
It's all, they don't get a lot of wear and tear. So I mean, it's almost, once you buy plantation shutters, you're pretty much set for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's a product that's not prone to get worn like a shade or fabric or something. It's you know, to the extent that they're not abused by pets or, you know, or something along that line, they are a very durable product. you don't have to do anything else with them. You don't have to treat them with window treatments, you know, fabrics or anything. You can just put plantation shutters up, which is 90% of what our customers do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're great with people with allergies, things like that. You're not getting fabric that collects dust. That's basically all you have to do with the shutters is dust them from time to time.
You know, I moved here in 1990, and when I had an opportunity to get plantation shutters, that was my first choice. I don't know if it's just from, you know, my adopted hometown now being Charleston, South Carolina, or what, but what is it about plantation shutters that's just so appealing to people?
I don't know. I have a similar story. We moved here, I guess, about 20 years ago, and had bought plantation shutters for the first time. Realized they were very popular here, and you know, were sold on all the advantages of them. We ended up buying them, and then 5 years later, we ended up buying the company. So we're big fans.
I can see that. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
You can give us a call, 843-884-3454, or you can go to our website at bestbuyblindsinc.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds, and come on by and see Best Buy Blinds at the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's going on today until 6 p.m. Admission after 2 p.m. is only $2 per person, and Sunday show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And once again, after 2 o'clock on Sunday, the admission drops from $7 to $2 per person. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Fall Home Show, and it's going on right now until show hours today run until 6 p.m., and show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we've got free design consultations going on today and tomorrow. And if you haven't set up an appointment for one of those free design consultations, just come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we always have a way of working our guests into the schedule. And joining us now are a pair of interior designers, Amandra Kelly and Margaret Lee Moniz with Indigo Alley Interiors. How are you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
You too. Well, Amandra and Margaret Lee, you ladies will be offering free design consultations tomorrow, right? Sunday at the show?
Yes, from 12 to 1:30.
From 12 until 1:30. Very good. Okay, and kind of describe, because the two of you, you have both volunteered to give these free design consultations at our home shows in the past. Kind of describe the experience when a homeowner sits down with you, because the design consultation is it's meant to be sort of a sampling of what it's like to work with an interior designer. So it's going to last about 20 to 30 minutes, and someone might say, oh my gosh, what can you get accomplished in 20 to 30 minutes? But actually, you can get quite a bit accomplished, right?
Yeah, you can get a lot accomplished in 30 minutes. I would say the more information you have on your home, maybe a floor plan or drawing a sketch, we can get more done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the more information you bring with you, the better off you're going to be when you come meet with us. And it's best to focus on probably one area. 30 minutes can be a lot of time, but also not enough if you're trying to redo a whole house or anything. It's best to focus on one specific area or problem you might be having. So if you are thinking about rearranging your living room furniture, it's really a good idea to bring with you maybe pictures of the space, pictures of the furniture you want to use, any dimensions you might have of that area. Bring it all with you, and we can sit down and help you kind of sketch out different layouts, maybe think about different paint colors in the area, things like that. You can get a lot of that sort of stuff accomplished in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, and some homeowners who are signing up for the free design consultations at the Charleston Fall Home Show, they will They'll bring, real house plans that they've had drawn from an architect maybe. But you don't have to be that formal, right? You could just bring some dimensions of your room, right?
Yeah, pictures or dimensions, that's enough to get something started. If you have the house plans, that's more information. So we can probably get a little more finished in that time period. But I know a couple times we've just used pictures. This one older couple, we gave them information so much as who to use for flooring. Mm-hmm. So I gave out a few names for flooring and painters and different things if you don't have them. I guess it all depends on what you're doing to your house.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a large renovation, you're going to do, we can cover a little bit of it, maybe a little space planning. If it's a small one, just like picking paint colors, we can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. And, I usually when I'm talking about working with an interior designer, I will tell our listeners that it can become habit forming because once you get a taste of asking questions and actually getting very informed answers from an interior designer, unlike maybe asking your friend or your husband or wife, you get a lot of I don't knows and this and that. You when you work with an interior designer, they're gonna give you a solution to your problem. And so very often after 20, 30 minutes, it's sort of whetting your appetite and the homeowner will say, wait a minute, can I get your information? I'd like to talk to you after. Can I give you a call? Because sometimes you just click with that homeowner and you're willing to work with some of the people that you're providing these free design consultations outside of the home show itself, right?
Absolutely. We'd love to have those design consultations turn into a more formal relationship where we can help them with the larger project or a different project. We're also excited just to be there and to, the challenge of thinking on our feet and helping someone with a space we've never been in or seen, just helping them, like you said, find solutions for their questions. And hopefully we can develop a good relationship with them where they feel comfortable and want to come back to us for help with more questions and problems they might have down the road with a different renovation or the same renovation. Or project.
When it comes to working on your house, everything is expensive. Even if you have an unlimited budget, you really do have a budget, and you don't want to waste money. You don't want to make mistakes, and that's probably one of the biggest things that an interior designer can help someone avoid is making mistakes, right?
Yes, we can help you make decisions and plans for the future so you don't have a mistake. We had one client that she was redoing her kitchen and she ended up not planning it out and not hiring a designer until the last minute. And her cabinets were crooked, they were falling off, they were not installed correctly, they were falling off of the walls basically.
Did
not fit the space. And we ended up helping her find someone to fix it and helping her with her bathrooms. And all of this was just started with a paint consultation. Mm-hmm. And we went in there and we were like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if she would have hired us from the beginning, the kitchen, she would not have had to hire a second person to come and fix it.
Right. And I think people start a project with the assumption that everything's going to go great. And the reality is you can end up at the end of a project and be a little disappointed. Maybe the project it didn't live up to your expectations of what you expected. You look at that beautiful kitchen or room photo from a magazine, and then you look at the real, the real thing in your own house, and you go, how did this happen? It didn't turn out that way. And an interior designer, yes, you are paying for their time to help you, but the outcome will be what you hope it will be. And without an interior designer, it's a question mark whether the outcome will be fulfilling or not.
Yeah, we really try to help you create a plan from the beginning. You know, sit down and talk to our client about what they're hoping to achieve with their project and what they'd like it to look like at the end. And then it comes down to budget. You need to be realistic with that. And I know there are a lot of shows on like HGTV, and it seems like you can get these $1 million looks for $100, but
in 30 minutes.
And we help you understand how your budget is going to work overall, what you can get for that, and so you're not surprised at the end of it. You have a really good understanding of what it's going to look like, and we help you
and
walk through those choices and decisions.
And you can still get the look that you like in a budget and inexpensive or $1 million home.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start from the beginning and you plan for it, the whole plan will end up looking like that magazine picture you showed us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not to the...
But yeah,
as close to that as possible.
And it's important to spend the money where you need it and maybe save in some areas that aren't going to be as important. I mean, you know, construct...
Like a laundry room.
A laundry room. But like the construction aspect is you don't want to cut corners there. You're not going to want to, you know, try to nickel and dime during a construction phase where we might be able to save some money on some of the finishes or furnishings. We can help you figure out where it makes sense to spend those dollars
mm-hmm.
to get the project, the completed look that you wanted at the end.
Right.
And also with our time, I mean, we can find you a light fixture that, you know, you see in a magazine and it's $3,000. We can find that similar light fixture for a lot cheaper or
mm-hmm.
the same exact one. It just depends on where you want to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Show hours today run until 6 p.m. And the admission price drops from $7 per person to $2 per person after 2 o'clock. And if you would like to set up a design consultation with Amanda Kelly or Margaret Lee Moniz with Indigo Alley Interiors, just stop by the Charleston Fall Home Show tomorrow on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. our show hours. And we will set up an appointment with one of the two designers here. And what time are you giving design consultations tomorrow?
12 to 1:30.
12 to 1:30. Okay. Well, come by the Charleston Fall Home Show tomorrow, and we will definitely work you in. You can sit down with Amanda and Margaret Lee with Indigo Alley Interiors. And if someone wanted to call you outside of the home show, how could they reach you?
They could check us out on our website, which is www.indigoalleyinteriors, or they can just call us directly. Our office line is 843-779-6249.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with interior designers Amanda Kelly and Margaret Lee Moniz with Indigo Alley Interiors. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Talking about a home, talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.